possible abortions, a brand new eye, and someone leaves Salem and ends up in our studio. We got your full recap of Days of Our Lives coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Edition Days, where we give you a full recap of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by our wonderful special guest. She's no stranger to the show. In fact, she probably knows more about this show than we do. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Jen Lilly.
I'm giving myself the three snaps.
And of course, I'm joined by my gaggle of gals. Starting to my far left, we have
me, Michael Mattis.
And of course, the very beautiful.
Hi, y'all. Tammy here.
And Mark J. Freeman is off to Zurich, Germany.
With his hubby.
Yeah, so safe travels to Mark. And James Locke Jr. says hello to everyone. Yes, he's still recovering. Jen.
We say hello back.
Yeah, hello.
Miss you.
So give him a lot of love. Yeah. And if you haven't already, make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Edition Days on Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter, we are _Edition Days. The at is implied. And if you haven't already, make sure you go to iTunes, listen to us on there, give us 5 stars and a comment, and who knows, you may be our fan of the week.
Woohoo!
Nice.
That was a mouthful, wasn't
it?
Mm-hmm. That's just the beginning. What did you guys think of this week of Days? We won't start with you yet. Michael Mattis?
It was pretty solid. Nothing very exciting. I found myself. Well,
you
sorry.
Said it was boring.
I did overall. Like there were some high points, but mm-hmm. overall it was boring.
Jen Lilly doesn't know how to take that comment. She's like, "What? What do you mean? I was exciting."
Well, no, I just mean it was emotional. It was a very emotional week. But I found myself. Like, that storyline was the one I was paying attention to.
There we go.
There was the most happening, basically.
Yeah.
Every other storyline, it was just kind of like, they were there having these conversations, and I was like, whatever.
Wow. Okay, go.
Which translates, conversations translates to, like, emotional stuff. I thought it was a very emotional week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously with Teresa and Brady and everyone, and then Lonnie and Eli and that whole baby thing. Lots of baby stories.
Babies.
There's
babies.
Lots of upsetting baby stories,
mm-hmm.
But just emotional.
Yeah,
it wasn't an easy week to watch, and not because it was boring, but because it was just a lot of
info,
like, gut stuff.
Well,
what did you think, Jen Lilly?
I mean, I loved it. I just want to know, like, what do you need from a soap? Because we had, like, baby daddy news and a possible abortion and custody and cancer and, like, you know what I think it is?
It's the way it's being presented to us. Like, a lot of things are happening off camera that we're not seeing.
Okay.
Like, the way that Wednesday's episode ended, was it Wednesday? Wednesday. With Teresa and
Roman.
Teresa and Roman.
That was wrong.
That was
just wrong.
And then, what was the line? He was like, "Oh, something's wrong with your mom.
I've got some bad news about your mom.
He's got some bad news about your mom."
And then the next episode, you're on your way to LA. We have no idea what's going on. That conversation never took place.
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a moment with you on the phone with at least your father
or your
mom.
Yeah.
Just to.
That's just an example.
It's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
What's going on?
I also thought it was interesting that, to just piggyback on the complaint. Sorry, but like, Kimberly never did have cancer.
Well, that was another
question.
So
all the fans on Twitter were like, did she have cancer?
It's like, did I miss her?
And I was like, no, it was just a convenient like exit, I guess.
Well, wait, before
sorry,
we...
Sorry, Patsy Peas.
Before
we're
we elaborate...
For you.
Yeah, right. Before we elaborate anymore, let's do the official. It's now time to start...
Dishing Days.
Jen Lilly, will you do the honor of turning our hourglass?
Flip it, girl.
Yeah. Set it and forget it. Yay!
Okay.
All right, speaking of all things Jen Lilly and Teresa, we're going to kick things off with Teresa, Brady, Eve, JJ, and Jennifer. This custody battle was like... Well, I said it last week. I'm sorry, Jen.
It's all right. I'm going to just drink. Can I get some vodka?
I again felt like, it was another plan of Teresa's that she thought of but didn't fully think of. And I think afterwards she felt
terrible
and remorseful about it. Like in that last moment when she was like, I don't care what the court says, you know, you can come and see Tate whenever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I wish this Teresa was like here like last week to just like in the custody. But
she's a victim of human trafficking. Yeah. And so I thought it was actually realistic, as disappointing as it was. I think it was actually realistic to someone who has been a victim, who doesn't trust people, who is acting like a caged animal that's just been backed into a
corner.
You're
still on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, so she can't think logically. Yeah. It's just like, I need to survive, I need to get
my
son.
And Teresa never did think logically anyway.
Right.
So piggyback, like you said, the human trafficking.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it was, I actually think it was like pretty realistic of a reaction on her part.
But I also feel like time stopped for Teresa, because there, from the time she left Salem to the time that she was in Mexico to the time she came back, it was just kind of like that time in Mexico never happened, and she kind of expected to come back and just pick up where she left off when she left. But for everyone else,
she thought Salem was on pause.
Yeah.
I mean, Mexico happened. But.
Well, yeah, Mexico for sure happened, but Salem
like,
was on
pause. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I also think that's, like, pretty realistic to, like, people that are kidnapped and stuff. They come back and they think everything's going to back to normal.
Going to be the same.
Yeah. It's and like, then it's not. It's, like, pretty, I actually feel like that's, like, psychologically pretty accurate, even though maybe it's, like, disappointing for storytelling. But
well,
speaking of, because it wasn't fully explored.
Yeah. Well, speaking of people who did things that didn't fully think them out.
Eve.
Oh, I was like, gosh. Which one do we want to address?
No, I was going to start with JJ.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a great moment, but I just wanted to be like, no, like, think about what you're doing.
Yeah, his self-sacrifice for Teresa.
But
yeah.
What I loved about that is it really showed his arc and your arc. And what did you call him? He was a child. What
he went from twonk to hunk.
Yeah.
Twonk to hunk.
Know, yes. Both of you.
Yes. He's matured. Yeah.
Both
of
the characters have matured so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a chemistry there before, but there's a whole other kind of chemistry going on.
They showed a few weeks ago, what do you call it? Flashback. Of you and Casey.
Yeah.
And you guys were just like so young and innocent. Yes. Especially Casey.
Yeah,
like Casey's really matured.
Like, really young.
Yeah. He was like boy and now he's man. And it was funny to see, oh yeah, that's what they were.
Do you wanna know why they didn't put us together in the beginning?
What?
Like real life. They wanted to put Teresa and JJ together.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the production room and I was like, I don't know that I can do that, because he looked verbatim. I mean verbatim, the photo by photo, detail by detail, identical to my little brother, who's his same age. And I was like, and my little brother went to a school named Salem High School, so I would
have
to.
That's just bizarre.
It was really uncomfortable for me, and I had to work with the acting coach Maria. She's amazing, but I would have to rehearse with Casey beforehand, even being like, so, how was Salem High School? I had to do that downstairs in the dressing rooms with the acting coach, because I was like, I don't know if I could touch him. And he goes to Salem High School, and so does my brother. So, like, that was actually, like, they wanted to put us together, but it was actually me that was like, you're going to have to write me in with somebody else, because I actually can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now Casey and my brother look nothing alike, so it's like, cool.
Yay!
But there was such a great moment with you and JJ, I always teeter if I should say the real name or the character name. We'll say the character name. In the pub.
I actually do too.
Right.
When they interview me, I'm like, as Jen Lily, but they're like, who are you talking? I'm like, I don't know, I'm both of them.
But in the pub, there was such a great moment where, like, you could tell that there was
so
something there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when I'm going to leave and he spun me around.
Yes,
yeah.
That was so good.
I was like, that was like a dance. Because you never know. We only get one take, so you never know. And that was actually the momentum of, like, because I told him, Casey knows with me, I'm like, just go for it, you're not going to hurt me. I'm like a mom of boys, like, oh, I have bruises all the time, so just like grab me. And it was like a little dance move. It was so cute.
I like it.
Then
was,
they were interrupted.
I know,
by
Roman.
The news.
Oh yeah.
But okay.
I was like, Ro, we were about to kiss.
I
was like, oh, looking at the lips. Roman? Ro? Okay.
I literally thought, though, that they killed Kimberly.
Oh, really?
Because when he was like, I have some bad news, I was like, oh, no, what happened? And then
the next day, it was like, I never got a chance to say, and I was like, did they just kill her off?
And maybe that was their point to build a little suspense about like, what happened and not just give it to us right away.
Right.
But I feel like there was, I'm too critical, I know, I just don't think there was a better way to tell that.
Well, I breathed a sigh of relief when it was just like, the leukemia came back, but then it also...
But I'm surprised to hear, because I didn't know that she did, I just took
she
it for what it was.
She never had it.
That See, was I didn't the thing know is, that until like 2 minutes ago.
Of escape. But I did like that it justified that my parents never called me.
Right.
Because Teresa said that, like, where are
But
my
it
parents?
Didn't justify why did they call Roman to tell him? Why didn't they call you directly to tell you?
Well, it was kind of explained why they didn't really keep in contact with her because they were waiting for the results of
but
of
Roman
the thing.
Knows once they he knew, had the phone call. Why didn't they call you first once they knew?
Because they also knew, and they explained that too, also because they knew I was under tremendous stress. Mm-hmm.
With the custody battle.
Back and the custody battle and all of it. And so I can get that as a parent, how you're just like, let's not worry our kid until like it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. My parents do that.
By the time Roman brought you aside and said, I have some devastating news, why didn't your parents call you?
That's why. Because they
told Roman.
But
Roman's not under the amount of duress that Teresa was in.
So it's going to be easier coming from Uncle Roman as opposed to your parents?
It's kind of
that was the weird thing. I heard it from my uncle first, without hearing it from my parents.
I guess the thing is they want it, because it's a TV show, they want it to be not a phone call where the actor's not hearing anything on the other line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're just holding up a dead phone to your ear. And so I think it actually is easier for the actor if you can look in somebody's eyes.
Respond.
To react to it.
That's what I would think.
Okay. Thank you, chat room. They always help us out. Daquan says, Kim did have cancer and Bo was her bone marrow donor.
What? Oh. Really? Okay, can you tweet me that in a real way? At Jen, J-E-N underscore Lily, L-I-L-L-E-Y, because I've been getting a lot of tweets about how Kimberly didn't have cancer, and I just didn't watch the show at that point, so I would love to clarify that.
And we will also, James Lott Jr., good. I know you're watching. Yes, he's our show's historian, so he'll also clarify it for us, too. He'll do, like, a long, like, paragraph for you explaining it.
Well, good on Ron Carlavati, then. Because, he did honor the history of the show.
Exactly. So,
and one other thing, too, I wanted to say about JJ is, I've felt so bad for Teresa because no one has stood up for her from the minute you entered Salem. Mm-hmm. JJ's been the only one. Mm-hmm. So when he took the fall for you, it made sense.
Mm-hmm. It totally made sense.
It made sense. It's like, somebody is standing up for her.
But there's a difference between standing up for you and, like, being dumb.
Okay.
No, I know, but I think it was kind of like you knew the judge was about to just take her kid from her. Yeah.
Right.
He didn't feel like he had any other
option. It was a selfless act.
Yes.
You know?
But now just watch. It's going to just crumble for him.
Well, no, he's already lost his job. Or he got suspended.
He got suspended. Which, what I found funny was that when Teresa got fired from Bella Magazine.
With Victor.
She goes to JJ and like, can you put in a good word for me at the EMT?
I know.
To be like, girl, he just confessed to cocaine. He didn't have no job.
I know, but she didn't like that. You know, she didn't know.
This is true, but it was just the whole custody battle, though, because at first it was kind of like, why are we doing this? But then, you know, as a fan and soap writing, there was so many other things that came up in the custody.
It wasn't just about the custody.
It wasn't just about the custody. Now it's about Deimos' murderer.
Dude,
it's
the amulet.
Yeah.
What an ass, Brady. he does not deserve Teresa. I'm sorry. I don't like where they've brought his character. And I love Brady.
He
as Jen Lilly and as Teresa.
He was hurt back then. When you're hurt, you do dumb things.
We can't argue that.
I just don't even know. I just like so many crass things in my head that I will not let my mouth say out loud. So, moving on.
Shady Sunday.
Yeah. But, and then crazy. Eve and what she's going through with... for some reason, I really did want her to go, no, it wasn't him. But she kept real quiet about the whole thing. Right. And even Chloe was like, which is why.
That was cool. I was like, why are you talking to Chloe?
Why are you telling
Will
Chloe?
Will you just shut your
you
trap?
Know it's just gonna,
y'all, like, we have established Salem. We have established Chloe's character in Salem. She is the tea spiller. Yes. She collects all the tea and she then said, she uses the receipt when she needs to.
Chloe had a line where she's like, the truth eventually comes out. And I responded verbally like, yeah, by you.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. She's a tea spiller. That's what she's supposed to do.
And she's hovering at the bar.
And she always starts it. I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but... And it just goes.
And Chloe sits there like...
Yeah, I know, right? But I love that they did that for Teresa, too, because it gave me another level to play of, like, I would never do this to Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never frame you for murder.
True.
Or allow anyone to think that you were the murderer.
You'll take his kid. Never frame him for murder, though.
I wanted to share custody the whole time. And then he planted cocaine. But mm-hmm. he didn't. Victor and Eve did.
Yep.
I want to see that fallout. I want to see Brady cry.
I want tears.
Teresa!
Well, just like that.
It's like just street parting
desire. Drive, drive to the border of Salem and just look towards California. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I come back. Teresa! Like, she like calls up in a cab. I heard you calling my name. I heard you calling my name.
Well,
next song.
We have Jennifer, who's Nancy Drew and on the case and trying to figure out.
I love her as a reporter. Oh, like, I love her doing what she's doing. Like, she's going to find who did all this. Yeah. She's going to get justice for her boy. And her confrontation with Eve was amazing.
But she put the pieces of the puzzle together
she
really
did. She
quickly.
Figured it
she's
out.
A mom
yes.
bear. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
She's like, but did you notice she never did
never
say
she
that
did.
She didn't do it.
Right.
So I wonder if she has something to do. And then who was there before? If it wasn't Brady, the child... I need the name of the Child Protective Service person who was there. And I was like, you better be on it.
We have to we have to give Missy, Melissa Reeves, some credit for having really difficult lines. She plays them well, man.
Yeah.
She's a pro. To be like the dog connector, that sucks. You're like, oh, Lord. Here we go. She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a brilliant actress and so beautiful.
Yes.
I'm like, why do you look younger than me? So beautiful.
It's like she never ages. But why? And then, sadly, we had Teresa leave.
Yeah.
In a cab, mind you.
I know. I was
like, that went meh, meh, and I was like, that I have never heard a car pull up near the pub. Like that was my thought when I heard the horn.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear the horn?
No.
There was a horn. It was like, beep, beep. And I was like...
It was an odd-sounding horn. It didn't... Like, I was like, what? Oh, it was a horn.
So, and Jen Lilly, we'll talk more and get more in-depth, but like, just...
On air or off? Like, what story do you want?
I'm both. Just kidding. But now that, like, your Teresa stint has come to a pause.
Thank you.
Please hold.
How do you feel about this return of Teresa and how the storylines mm-hmm. progressed and the ruckus that you caused and then the quick exit?
I have a lot of mixed feelings on it. So one thing I have to remember is that I'm not the writer. And that's a good thing because I'm not a writer, so I don't understand how a writer weaves all the tapestry together to make a story, like a blanket that just covers everything. So... I have to credit Ron because I do know that as a writer, he had to satisfy the relationship between Brady and Eve. Like, he knew it was temporary. He knew I wasn't staying for more than 12 weeks. So he had to make sure that that relationship lasted because I'm leaving the canvas. So he's not going to destroy something that he wants to carry on. Though, I don't know, because Eve did, you know, that was, like, messy with the cocaine and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, artistically, as somebody that works in the entertainment industry and understands that, I think he did a great job. As an actor and as, like, a fan of the show, I was disappointed. Because, well, just because, like, I had 50-50 mixed feelings. Because I did like that Teresa got to cry and release her emotions to Brady. Like, I loved my entrance.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the scenes with Brady, whether I was in the green dress or the red jumpsuit, like day after day. And I'm just like, we're just yelling and she's trying to like tell him and convince him. I loved those scenes. I thought they were so great. But, you know, the custody battle, it was, like, the same way the fans feel. Just like, why? Like, yeah. why? You know? But you get it. Because yeah. they have to get the kid off the show.
Yeah.
Because it's an entertainment tool. Kids are very hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's seen in the pub with a kid, like, being like, hey, daddy! Like, very emotional. Like, hey, and camera! Like 6 inches and you're hair. Like, yeah. oh, gosh, we gotta write them off. Oh, my God,
P.S., you have so much grease on your hands now. Because, you know, oh, I was so like... many juices and berries in my hand. I'm so sorry. Like, these are not natural curls, everyone. These are, like, this is, like, all kinds of gunk in it.
He didn't wake
you.
Up that way.
I love you.
Oh, Beyonce. So, oh, Beyonce. So that just happened. This is why this should be your favorite episode of Dish and Days. So. Anyway, so I don't know. Like, does that make sense? I was like, yeah. I just felt 50-50 about it because it depends. As someone who works in the industry and understands why they had to do the things they do, I appreciated it and thought yeah. it was done as cleverly as possible. As, like, a fan of the show and as an actress, there were some things that I wish would have been explored more, like the human trafficking. Like, why yes. didn't I really talk
oh
about
my
that?
Gosh.
Well, and I think that, I think you after know? You were here last time and explained it, I kind of understood, oh, okay, I kind of switched my
yeah.
thinking about
but
Teresa.
But it was only after mm-hmm. she explained it that after we really understood.
And I think one issue, the I don't want to say call it a problem, but one of the reasons a lot of the viewers weren't really sympathetic towards yeah. Teresa was because
it wasn't fully explained.
We didn't fully explain. We didn't see yeah. it. It wasn't really presented to us. And I know they can only go so far with yeah. it, but still, they could have done more yeah. to,
you have to have,
show
like, a
us.
Degree in psychology to understand why she's acting the way
right.
she's acting.
Because
really.
We didn't see it.
Except for they did have two times. I think I was talking to Brady. When I just, I was like, I don't want to tell you, like, I don't want to talk about, like, what happened in Mexico. Right. That happened. And then in the courtroom, there was one time when I was giving, like, my account, and you could see that Teresa was just very uncomfortable, just, like, trying to edit. Like, I don't want to go to Mexico. I don't want to talk about Mexico. Mm-hmm. But, like, so there's that in the courtroom. But unless you're understanding my subtext right. and you're in her mind, mm-hmm. then you don't, it's just like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with the fans.
I felt bad for Brady.
It was 50-50. I mean, I do not feel bad for Brady. Are you kidding me?
I felt bad for Brady.
You just said that to get a reaction.
I felt bad for Brady. Eric Martzoff,
he does not
if you're
deserve
listening.
Her. I love Eric Martzoff.
No, I mean the whole custody
Teresa
thing and taking
loves
Tate
Brady.
Away.
Jen Lilly is
that.
Like, girlfriend, get it together. Your kid's going to end up in foster care and end up at my house. So, Jesus. Enough with the abuse.
Oh,
pack and play
boy.
Number four.
Let's keep it moving right along because we want to make sure we have time to talk to you more and take some questions. So, Abigail, Chad, Stefan, and Gabby.
Crazy.
Yeah. Kudos to Camila Banos because
she's great.
I'm kind of digging this like evil side of Gabby.
I
like it too.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
I always like those kinds of characters though, like the
Sammy, Teresa, Nicole. No,
yeah. I did not. I was never a fan of Sammy. Oddly enough.
Really?
Like no, I never that character.
Cut,
when
cut
I started
mic off.
When I started watching this, when I started watching the show, Sammy was just such an unlikable character, and that always stuck with me no matter how she changed.
I don't know. I feel like I resonated with Sammy. I don't know why.
I always
loved
so Sammy. Gabby was killing it. Let's get back to that.
Yeah.
But I think they've given Gabby more time to show just
why
yeah. she is yeah. the way she is. Like, we get, I get
and
it.
And we get it because we saw it
yeah.
on screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which Teresa never
exactly.
got that
yeah.
time, that play
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So.
I liked the flashback with Gabby getting the results and being pissed, like, oh,
there
course,
is,
once
there's
again,
too many
you know,
flashbacks,
she gets,
though.
But it's
and they're
kinda,
long.
But here's the thing about the flashback.
Like, I saw this already.
We just said there are things that happen off camera that we wish we could see. Well, what they do is they progress the story forward, mm-hmm. and then they take us back to make us go, oh. Because I liked when they did the flashback of her getting the results and being pissed that it is Chad's kid.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's Chad's kid.
Oh, that flashback.
But she switched the results. Mm-hmm. And that moment where she was like, once again, she's getting away with everything. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we've kind of, you know, kind of said the same thing in regards to, like, comparing Abigail and Ben to where, like, they go, oh, it's okay, you were, like, you know, not yourself. And then with Ben, it's like, we know
right,
you did
no
it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
like you're yeah, the devil.
So
yeah,
it's kind
yeah.
of like, it's kind of like putting that feeling into the character of Gabby to kind of be like,
she's kind of the voice of a lot of yeah. audience members.
Yeah.
Of
and
like,
she's
come
like,
on, Abby.
She's like, I'm going to be karma.
Right.
And I'm going to make sure you get what's coming to you. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Kudos to, and kudos Camila. To Camila for sitting there cheersing to herself with her very pink.
With a beautiful martini.
It was like, really pretty.
I'm thirsty.
And she, and I loved, I don't know, this is just my little love. I loved when, like, it was almost like a three camera thing where, like, she looked, and then there was another look, and I was like, oh, she's just so evil.
Do you think she's like crazy? It. Or do you think, like, do you think she's,
oh, Lord.
She's going
she
into
have
the crazy room?
Personalities next.
Do you think
she's like in a blonde wig? They'll never know it's me.
Redhead?
No.
Would you ask?
But Gabby's going a little cuckoo.
No, I don't think she's revengeful.
She's just
on
revenge.
I don't think she's.
She's just mad. She just wants revenge. Okay.
Yeah, she just wants
she's
revenge.
Got years of built up.
Because when you start talking to yourself, when there's monologuing going on, it's like, it's
that's
the worst.
Like, it reminds me of 90s days, like Kristen DeMira and all of her.
I haven't seen that in a
long
time.
Yeah.
Really?
So for me, it's nostalgic. I'm like, oh, it's the old days.
Even Lamon Archie tweeted Gabby to be like, who is she talking to? Why is she talking so long? I thought it was a great moment just to like let her have that, you know, things are kind of going the way that I want them to go. And I'm going to be that bitch that plays karma and make sure they
get what they... I just wish they would do a voiceover. It's not that hard. You know, like have her thinking and then have the voiceover, because it's just so awful
maybe
to sit there and talk to yourself.
But it happens all the time.
But I feel like...
In real life,
I talk to myself all the time.
Me too.
I'm an external processor, but it's more like I'm at the computer and I'm like, okay, what was I doing? It's more like unfinished mumbling, like, oh yeah, I need to...
Amazon. No, I have full... I have full-on conversations with myself.
Diapers. I need diapers. More diapers.
More diapers,
please.
More diapers.
It's like, oh, that was a smart move, Tammy. Really? Really? You're really going to do that?
I have
those conversations.
I talk to my dog like he's a person.
That's why he different. Looks at you like that.
That's normal.
That explains everything. That's why your dog looks at you like that.
Okay.
So
back to the show.
And then the whole thing with Stefan and Kate.
Yes.
So can I?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So okay, so back to Gabby.
Uh huh. Mm.
What is her end game? Like it's just like
just exposing the truth, maybe. Just like getting. I think she just wants everybody to not think
like what,
Abigail is a saint, right?
She wants to tear everyone apart. Like, she wants them to be as unhappy and have their life be as destroyed as hers has been.
Okay.
I think that's
and
the
in
end game.
Switching the results.
Gabby needs Jesus.
Right.
She needs the Lord.
Hashtag,
St. Luke's.
Can we start that hashtag? Gabby needs Jesus.
Gabby needs Jesus.
I'm a little not clear on what exactly her end game is. Like when we had like Kristen back in the day, her end game was clear. She was holding on to John.
Right.
With Gabby's motives are clear. We know why she's doing it. I just don't understand what
maybe she thinks she's gonna get with Chad.
Oh, she wants to get with Chad?
Maybe, don't you think?
I don't think it's that.
I don't think so either.
What do you think it is?
I think Gabby wants to take away the things that make them happy because she's had that happen.
Okay.
She has Ari, who is upset with her because she was sent to jail for something that she didn't do.
Yeah. She can't have a child.
She was beat up in jail.
That's huge.
And now she can't have kids.
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
When that news was given to her, she's like, okay, move on.
I think overall, it's Ari's reaction to Gabby being in and out of jail that has kind of struck this whole thing of like, all right, fine. You guys want to play with me? I'm gonna play with you,
right?
And
right.
I think that's just what it is. She wants them to feel whatever it is that she's feeling right now.
Okay,
sure. Okay,
all right. We'll go with that.
That review brought to you by Tony Moore.
And I'm sorry, but you know, Abigail has taken everything away from Gabby.
Everything.
And even she's remorseful.
She's like, oh, she is remorseful, but again, not being able to just come from that place of absolute forgiveness. I get it.
Gabby can't get.
She's a Horton, a holy Horton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she can't get out of her head that she wasn't in her right frame of mind.
We're full of hashtags today.
Yeah,
holy Horton. Gabby needs Jesus.
Hashtag Gabby needs Jesus.
So we don't know. Like back to the story. We don't know if Abigail went through with the abortion or not.
No,
I don't think she did.
She's at the office. She walks out. Stefan, which
it
again,
happened too quickly.
Yeah. Well, and then
she's not going to just like skip out of the office.
Do y'all want Abigail to be with Chad or Stefan?
Stefan?
Chad.
Stefan. I can never. I'm sorry.
Chabby.
I'm too
it's,
in the
it's
90s.
Hashtag Chabby.
To be honest, in the beginning, yeah. when Stefan first got to Salem, I kind of had a tingling sensation for Stefan and Abigail.
If he hadn't yeah. done what he did yeah. while Gabby or yeah. Abigail had sick. Her. If he hadn't done to her what he did, then I. Maybe. But after that, no. I think yeah. he's. Okay. The character is just unlikable now to me.
Not totally.
He's up
unlikable
there with Sammy for you.
He's up there with Sammy. Yeah, oh. they can go. Oh, he and Sammy can run off together.
Okay. Can they? Yeah. No. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. They can.
Yeah. They can.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did it with another Demira. She did it with. They didn't
I
run
mean,
away together.
Brady but. And Teresa were cousins until they just like knocked. They were like knock, knock, knock because they wanted Eric and I to be paired together. And he was like, "What the hell?" He opened the script and it was like, "Knock, knock, knock." Oh, hey, Brady. This was a literal explanation. The only thing Brady about you is your name. You were adopted. It was like. And then we had sex that night. So.
Listen, one phone
so,
call
I mean,
changes
they can
everything.
Rewrite it. They can rewrite anything on
right.
the show.
Right. So.
Come to right, me, right, Snow, we... if we're not related blood. Okay.
About the lantern. We are. Okay, so okay. we'll get back to more Stefan later in a minute. But pretty much that's what happened there. Sad baby news.
But what was the lane of the roses at
Hortontown Square?
So the baby's not buried there. Like, what are they doing? And again, something they didn't show. And we were having this conversation. Like, I mean, maybe we didn't need to see it.
They just needed a set.
We didn't need a funeral, but...
They could have just done, like, the hospital chapel
yeah,
or something. Like, they didn't
second.
Have to put big old St. Luke's
up. They didn't
have
time to... Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I don't know. It was a bit lackluster, but it was still emotional. It was still sad. It was still... It still got
I
to
I love
a
seeing
bit.
Eli get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because,
you know,
yeah.
it's been Lonnie,
he's been,
and
he's been the
else,
rock, and then he was able to kind of break down.
Oh, my God, when you saw that little baby booty.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm going to be here for you now." Yeah. He was sobbing on her shoulder. It was great.
I mean,
and then
I
JJ
felt,
threw up in his mouth.
I felt like they could have took it to the cemetery, just a little bit of grass
right.
and a headstone, just that. Just saying,
we lost these two. They went somewhere else.
Yeah, I can't. So that was that.
That was that.
My living word.
Oh, and by the way. There was a moment where I was literally like, Eli has hair. Where did that come
yeah.
from?
I'm telling you, this was post-holiday break. They took the break for
yes.
the holidays. They came back.
They came back.
That's what
that
seeing.
Is exactly
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah. I sent the picture to Lamone and I circled the hair and a big question mark. Uh-huh. And he was like, I tried, but you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. Like, it just doesn't work. And I
I don't know what that means.
And I was like, it wasn't bad, but it was definitely.
I'm not
definitely,
in my 20s anymore.
I
know a
know.
Lot of people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s
I mean,
that
hello.
Have really good hair.
38.
Hello.
What does
but,
that mean?
But as far as like sometimes like recreating a hairstyle that you did back then may not work now. Like there's some things that I did back in the day that I don't think I can pull off now.
Like grow your hair out?
No. Like have braids. Like I had braids at one point. Like I don't think I can do that
you
now.
You could. Like,
no.
like if you ever have kids, you just stop caring.
No.
I don't care at all what anybody thinks about me anymore. My neighbors are like, are you the actress? I'm like, no, that's my sister. Okay. I'm this bag lady with the ponytail.
I'm just the foster mom.
With the hair tie chip, on
chip,
your finger.
Cheerio.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
All right, really quick, let's get on to some AfterBuzz TV news.
Yes. So, hey, AfterBuzzers.
Oh, wait, no, not that one.
No, not that one. This one. So... want to share that here at the network we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and a whole lot more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, and it's true. That's mm-hmm. true. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Subscribing mm-hmm. to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we are sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned in to Drama Channel, which is Dish and Days, you might be interested in Queen of the South, Black Mirror,
yes.
The Affair, and The Bold Type. That's really good. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know you did in the comments, we'll thank you on air. Thanks for being the best fans. I always like to say that twice. Thanks for being the best fans ever.
Ever.
We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
That announcement brought to you by the kind folks here at AfterBuzz TV. And continuing on with Days of Our Lives, we have our tidbits. We're going to breeze through this because the clock is ticking, and I'm not sure if we can have more time. Okay. Really quick, Kate, Ted, and Stefan. Stefan is now like holding stuff over Kate and Ted.
And I appreciated Ted trying to stand up for Kate, but Stefan just mowed him down.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't even bother.
Nope.
So do we not like Kate and Ted together?
I'm okay with them.
Are you, Tammy?
You know, he serves a purpose for her, but I don't feel any like
heat. Yeah. Yeah. I want to see him with Chloe.
Really?
I would like to see. Yeah,
she
I would
will.
Like to see him experiment.
I like Kate and Ted together. I think they balance each other out. I don't know.
I want Tony back.
Okay,
I'm okay with Andre.
Tony Andre. Yes.
Yeah.
The whole how many?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scenarios.
Okay, well, there was that. There's and that. Then Sierra, yes. Ben, Hope, and Rafe.
We only had one day of them.
I like them.
I like that they keep drilling Ben as if, like, he, like, started that fire. There's something
like
about
there's no
that.
Other possibility that fire. He, except he started the fire.
Right.
The fire inspector is suspicious. It's like, that doesn't mean that he did it. Like, get some hard evidence. Like, right. They're going
get
on speculation.
Get an arson expert.
They said CSI was investigating. Like, CSI's got to come up with something. Right?
CSI Miami, CSI...
CSI Salem.
And this week I was just kind of like, I'm just kind of over how Hope and Rafe are treating Ben. And I guess because as a viewer, we saw like his interaction with Sierra and what he actually did, and they don't know. So it justifies why they're, you know, treating him like that. But there's a part of me that's like, oh my goodness, like y'all are just badgering
this. There was
this
a moment where Hope was kind of, I felt she was softening and she's like, okay, if you didn't do it.
No, it was a ploy. Like, yeah. She was just, yeah. Yeah.
I think they're both just really attractive. Sierra and Ben, and they should just be together.
Right. They look so great together. Mm-hmm. And then Sierra comes busting through the house and basically looking at Claire like, I'm over you. You're a bitch. You can have Trip. I'm moving on.
Hobble.
And try not to, like, continue to take in all the stuff that I want.
Right.
And there was that.
And there was that.
All right. Will and Sonny, please somebody find the body of Leo. And something's coming.
Unless Leo's alive.
Something's coming because now Will got that creepy note.
That note with the...
Those letters were huge.
I had already predicted exactly what the note was going to say when he opened it. It's like, oh my God, it's exactly what...
Tate did it. Those are some huge letters. Did. I was like, man, I can read this like from far back. Like, you don't need the glasses or anything. I was like, okay. So here we go. Creepy letter. Something's... But then it's interesting. I feel like now it's going to get real interesting with that whole storyline.
Yeah, that's probably the goal.
Yeah.
And Will's still getting his memories back.
Yes, I like that he had
that interaction with Kate. Yeah,
yeah.
That was sweet.
I like that. Steve is about to get his eye. So great.
Can I just point out that on the tidbit notes, it says Steve / Kayla / I. So I is its own, but it is its own character. It's like its own device.
It's driven the whole storyline.
Last week, one of the tidbits was Jennifer Eric Donuts. So,
yeah, I mean, donuts should always be a tidbit.
I still want to know where they get those donuts from.
Oh, I think they're probably just like, I'll find out next time. I think they're probably just like the bagged...
Really?
I said Edamons.
Who said
Edamons?
Yeah,
I think they're probably Edamons.
Right?
I think they probably are.
I'll
find out. I'm good friends with the prop. Like, hey guys, are you back? I was just looking
to find out.
Get them donuts.
Right. All right. And that has been your week of days. And now it's time for our segments. In a little while, hopefully we will have time
to bags.
Hopefully we'll have time to take some questions for our lovely special guest Jen Lilly. But we're going to go into our segments now really quick, and we're going to start with mine, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Awards.
Oh, snap.
All right, so don't look over here. Okay, so I had to give my Three Snaps Award to someone who stood up for themselves.
If it's Eve, I'm going to kill you.
No.
Okay.
You look.
Sometimes in life, you have to cover yourself. And you have to let people know about you and save your own ass.
And look fabulous doing it.
And that's exactly what Teresa Donovan did this week. So when she stood up in courtroom and was like, listen, I don't know what JJ does, but that's not me. And she went into her whole speech. I was like, yes, save yourself, honey. Say whatever it is you got to do to paint yourself in the best light possible. Screw everybody else. So for saving herself this week, Jen Lilly, Teresa Donovan, gets Tony's official Three Snaps Award. Oh, snap! I love that speech, by the way. Scared. I was like, she's like, I'm about to save myself. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to save myself in this moment.
Good job.
Okay. Cool.
Edit. Okay, cool. Thank you.
And now it's time for Designer Day. Gosh, I love this part.
I told y'all my first headshots was to this. And I was like, you're going to need to turn that off. Yeah, it's awkward.
There were actually quite a few options this week, but when Friday rolled around and Camila Bannis walked in with this mod 60s, I don't know what it's a remnant of.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, that's it. She looks amazing. She's ready to do battle, and she looks fantastic doing it, and she's got the figure for it, and love it. Couldn't find it online, so I'm not exactly sure who the designer is, but it's just like little hot pants, and well, it's not really hot pants. It's long slacks, little midriff blouse, little front tie. Yeah. So Camila,
super cute.
Gabby, you're on revenge and you're looking great.
Mm-hmm. And that has been It sounds so 80s.
Oh, because I think it is, right?
It is, yeah. Okay.
And now it's time for
Caption That!
Alrighty, this week's Caption That photo is of Tate, whose real name I don't know. Maybe you... What's the actor's name? Or can you say?
The Schroeder twins?
The Schroeder twins. Okay, one of the Schroeder twins... looking very unpleased by whatever happened right before that. Anyway, this week's caption goes to Suzanne Sunshine on Facebook. And it says, Daddy, I got itchy in that hotel.
Bed bugs. You always pick.
#bed bugs.
You know how to pick them.
And that was this week's Caption That.
I just want to blink every time I hear it.
What's so funny is that someone said, like, don't worry, Daddy, I'll come back as a teenager. And I, like, that one made me...
No, there was one, and I almost went with it, but it was kind of creepy. It's like, when I come, I hope Eve's available when I come back as a teenager.
Oh.
And I was just kind of like,
But Eve wouldn't be on the show anymore because Teresa would jump out of the screen and slash her throat.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, and now it's time for...
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woo-hoo!
Instagram. Okay, so Fan of the Week is going to Christina E. J. Love at NBC Days. I have been watching since I was 10. Now I'm 50. That's 40 years for me. I'm watching every episode. When I can't, I'm recording it. I get up at 5 a.m. to watch and catch up on recorded ones. I've laughed, cried, screamed, been delighted, mortified, felt the love in my heart. These families are a part of my family. Aww. I've started Horton traditions in my own family, Christmas ornaments, and love watching these new generations, and not to mention the older ones, still on. Maggie, Marlena, Hope, Kayla, Steve, Victor, Julie, Doug.
Yay.
So thank you, Christina, EJ Love at NBC Days, for being Fan of the Week.
I love that fans have watched that long.
Can I just say,
that's like really
fan
awesome.
Fan of the Week.
No other show has
Woo-hoo!
That.
No.
I mean, maybe other soaps, but soap ends are just the tits.
All right, so let's go into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz
TV News. All right, so really quick for news and gossip, We want to wish Camila Banas a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
It's her birthday today.
No, I would have made her a cake. Yeah. Oh, she's so
beautiful. Fabulous.
Aww. It's a great picture.
Oh, this is the Bubble Bee Foundation.
She doesn't take a bad picture. No,
she
doesn't.
No, she doesn't. She is so beautiful. Yeah. No.
So happy birthday. She turned 28 today.
Yeah.
She tweeted her age, so I'm allowed to say it.
True.
There's more to celebrate. Freddie Smith proposed to his longtime girlfriend last night in Malibu. And she said yes. So we're sending a huge Dish and Days congratulations to you, Freddie and Alyssa.
Yay.
That's like a great proposal spot.
He did. Look at that.
He did good.
And they're going to post videos and more photos.
Oh, yeah. I just want to know if he told her to wear white.
It was so beautiful.
They're both wearing white.
Yeah.
I think that it was like...
how does that happen?
Because when he was posting yesterday on one of his stories, he was like, prep them for a photo shoot with her. So I think that was like...
So he just kind of... So he was like, hey, let's just do a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And she was like,
just
okay,
to make sure she looked amazing.
It's a white pony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
I love how you had to play all that out.
I did. I needed to know, like, how do people coordinate this? Because, again...
All right. Moving on. If you're interested in meeting the cast of Days of Our Lives, you'll have the chance on Saturday, August 11th at the Park Meadows Mall in Denver, Colorado. Details and cast attendees are yet to be announced, but you can follow NBC Days. You can follow NBC Days on the Instagram for the latest updates on that. Aloma Wright, who played Maxine for several years,
awesome.
Had
so
a
awesome.
Guest starring role on the show Claws last week on
Shout out to
TNT.
My mama.
She's so good.
The episode titled Double Dutch is available to watch on TNT On Demand and on the TNT app.
I love Aloma so much.
Yeah.
She's so talented, so nice, so funny, so brilliant, so amazing.
They need to bring her back.
They do, and they need to bring back her son.
And Anne.
Oh, Anne.
Please, Meredith.
I miss her so much on the landscape of Days.
She's so good.
Yeah.
She's still at Dave. They still have her host Day of Days every year. So,
they?
Yeah.
They do.
She was there
last year. Well, she did last year.
And she's like, hey guys, are you going to bring him back? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Jen Lilly, our friend here, has some new music coming out. You want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm spilling some deets, some insider deets, if you sign up for my newsletter on jenlillymusic.com.
I signed up.
Yeah, so you get to hear a little sneak peek, and then you're going to get more details if you sign up, so that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, go sign up right now. It's free, it takes 2 seconds, go sign up. And lastly, this Friday you can join Mary Beth Evans and some of her co-stars for a fabulous fan event with the cast of The Bay, the series, from 12 to 3 p.m. at Crab Avenue in Glendale, California. For more information, you can order buy tickets, go to yournumberonefan.com.
All right, and that has been your news and gossip. And before we head out, we are going to show you what is coming up on Days this week.
What you want?
Baby, I got it.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me how you did it.
You're not going to leave this park alive.
Oh, okay.
Boy. I wasn't expecting that.
When I saw this, I was like, oh my god, yeah. It's about to be so intense.
Oh my god,
intense.
Wow, yeah.
So I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Was not expecting that. Okay.
And I'm sure it's like that moment where, like, you know, you've been expecting to see someone at some point, and now the moment is here, and you've thought about what you're going to do.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to happen. Yeah. So tune in next week.
All right.
We did not have time for your questions or phone calls. Sorry, everyone, but... I always want to thank Jen Lilly for coming in. She's so in shock about what she just saw.
So shocked. I'm just like thinking as a mom, like, oh my god.
That's gonna be a scene. I don't think anyone is gonna be prepared for that. But thank you again for stopping in. And we're so sad that your stint as Teresa is on pause
for right now. It's on pause.
But we hope that you will I hope you will grace Salem again with your presence.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's do it again in November, December, January. It's a good time for me.
Well, let's go. Someone pick up the bat phone and make it happen. All right, before we head out, we'll let you know where you can find us, stalk us, like all of our stuff. Michael Mattis.
Say nasty things about us.
Right.
Michael Mattis on ML Mattis on Instagram and ML Mattis 1 on Twitter. Okay. That's where I am.
And on Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea, and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official.
Jen Lily.
Instagram and Twitter, Jen, J-E-N, underscore Lily, L-I-L-L-E-Y.
And don't forget to sign up for her newsletter so you can
sign
hear
up,
that.
Sign Jen up, sign up.
It's a really music. Good album.
Yeah.
I can say that because I didn't have everything to do with it. It's amazing.
And, of course, you can find Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, or on Twitter, underscore Dish and Days. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then you can find me on all social media platforms, at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys for spending your Sundays here with us,
as
and we'll
always.
Be back
Thank
next Sunday for another full recap of NBC's number one hit, Days of Our Lives. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah, that.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.